Traumatic memory is not condensed. It took Arend 3 to 4 hours to reenact her story. But when she was finally able to tell what had happened, it took less than a minute. The traumatic enactment serves no function. In contrast, ordinary memory is adaptive. Our stories are flexible and can be modified to fit the circumstances. Ordinary memory is essentially social. It's a story that we tell for a purpose. In Irene's case, to enlist her doctor's help and comfort. In Julian's case, to recruit me to join his search for justice and revenge. But there is nothing social about traumatic memory. Julian's rage at his girlfriend's remark served no useful purpose. Reenactments are frozen in time, unchanging, and they are always lonely, humiliating, and alienating experiences. Genet coined the term dissociation to describe the splitting off and isolation of memory imprints that he saw in his patients. He was also prescient about the heavy cost of keeping these traumatic memories at bay. He later wrote that when patients dissociate their traumatic experience, they become attached to an insurmountable obstacle. Unable to integrate their traumatic memories, they seem to lose their capacity to assimilate new experiences as well. It is as if their personality has definitely stopped at a certain point and cannot enlarge anymore by the addition or assimilation of new elements. He predicted that unless they become aware of the split-off elements and integrated them into a story that had happened in the past but was now over, they would experience a slow decline in their personal and professional functioning. This phenomenon has now been well documented in contemporary research. Genet discovered that, while it is normal to change and distort one's memories, people with PTSD are unable to put the actual event, the source of those memories, behind them. Dissociation prevents the trauma from becoming integrated within the conglomerated, ever-shifting stories of autobiographical memory, in essence, creating a dual memory system. Normal memory integrates the elements of each experience into the continuous flow of self-experience by a complex process of association. Think of a dense but flexible network where each element exerts a subtle influence on many others. But in Julian's case, the sensations, thoughts, and emotions of the trauma were stored separately as frozen, barely comprehensible fragments. If the problem with PTSD is dissociation, the goal of treatment would be association, integrating the cut-off elements of the trauma into the ongoing narrative of life so that the brain can recognize that was then and this is now.